Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Martinez. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The center fielder, George Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pat Corrales. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Woodward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ross Grimsley. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Harrelson moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Harrelson moves to third. Agee moves to second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rose throws the ball into Concepcion, who tags Singleton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Agee scores. Jones moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carbo moves to second. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to second for the out. Carbo moves to third. Two outs. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Woodward reaches second base with a double. Carbo scores. Corrales moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley takes first base on ball four. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-1 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corrales scores. Woodward moves to third. Grimsley moves to second. It's Mets, 2, Reds, 2. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Perez reaches second base with a double. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Carbo takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Dave Concepcion. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales is 0-1 in the game. Corrales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perez scores. Carbo moves to second. It's 3-2, Reds. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Woodward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carbo scores. Corrales moves to second. It's 4-2, Reds. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Grimsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart now playing second base. Woody Woodward now playing shortstop. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-0 in the game. with a walk. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clendenon hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Foster. Grote reaches second base with a double. There goes Singleton trying to get to home. Foster throws the ball into Woodward, who relays the ball to Corrales, who tags Singleton, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 2. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rose hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tug McGraw now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rose moves to second. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hal McRae now playing left field. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward misplays the ball. That's an error on Woodward. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. McGraw moves to second. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rose. Martinez reaches second base with a double. McGraw scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Reds. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Corrales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grimsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rose hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Reds. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Wayne Granger now pitching. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Bob Aspromonte. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Granger covering, for the out. Grote moves to second. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Perez strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Granger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Granger, and towards Perez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 3. The Reds will come to bat. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Corrales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Woodward strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Granger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Granger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Reds. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rose hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clendenon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Clendenon reaches second base with a double. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clendenon moves to third. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clendenon scores. Singleton moves to second. It's 6-4, Reds. Clay Carroll now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to third for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Ray Sadecki. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Duffy Dyer pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards right. Rose fields it and throws to second to catch Foley for the out. Grote moves to third. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.